Welcome. This is Jeannie Spiro of JeannieSpiro.com, and you are here with me for a special bonus, The Money Message, Your Story is the Money Behind Your Marketing. And this is a bonus which is part of the 9-to-5 Exit Plan program. I have a very, very special guest with me. This is really exciting because I have a woman who I've just admired, who's been a client and is also now a colleague as well. And I'm so thrilled to have Gail Nowak on the line. And Gail is the story stylist. Gail, are you here?
I am. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm thrilled to have you here. And I'm going to give everybody a little bit of background. But first, I'm just going to start off by telling or asking you, just one quick question. How did you come up with the name The Story Stylist?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a great question because I had actually been kind of struggling a little bit on figuring out my niche and my brand and had been working with you and some other folks, and I was really kind of in a contemplative place, and suddenly it just kind of dawned on me that through my whole professional career, I had been telling stories the entire time. I just hadn't really thought about doing it in the way that I do it now. So, you know, I started off as a journalist, and I would interview people and write their story and share it in a large way. And then I became a marketer and a publicist, and again, I was doing very similar work where I was interviewing people, I was helping people craft their stories, I was working as a publicist telling the stories of my clients, and so I was doing this in a traditional format and realized that story really was the crux of everything that I was doing and everything that I loved about working in those positions, and that's when I decided I just wanted to focus on that particular thing and work with a particular group of entrepreneurs.
So wonderful. Well, I'm going to let I'm going to let everyone hear a little bit more about you, and then we're going to go right into some of these important points about the money message because it's so key to your marketing and your overall plan in your business. So,
right.
Everyone, let me give you a little bit more background on Gail. And so Gail is, she says, being the story stylist, I'm going to just read this to you because I think this is really important. She said she first started to notice the power of words and story in church, the sermons, the songs, the Sunday school lessons, the Bible, all of it wrapped in glorious story. By the time I got to high school, I was steeped in story, running the school newspaper and literary magazine. My headmaster even quoted me at graduation, catapulting me from an otherwise introverted high school existence into the 15-second spotlight. So you're going to see a little bit of a trend here with Gail's story. She went on to get a journalism degree from the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and during her short stint as a staff writer at the Middlesex News, had the honor of sharing the stories of everyday locals to hometown celebrities like Nagano Olympic gold medalist, freestyle skier Nikki Stone, and Olympic figure skater, Yevgeny Lyshenko. Okay. Years later, she reversed roles and became a publicist with an award-winning advertising and public relations agency. She supported and led PR initiatives, telling her clients' stories and landing them in the pages of the New York Times, New York Post, and USA Today, as well as on CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, CNN's Paula Zahn, Now, Today, and the Weather Channel, just to name a few. As the story stylist, she helps unearth and monetize people's stories so that she can rock your business. With reporter's precision, she asks probing questions that draw forth the passion inside you. And with a writer and publicist flair, she helps you shape the juiciest parts of your story. And with the heart of a daughter, mother, wife, and mom, she creates a safe and sacred place for you to practice, hone, and ultimately share your power story with your tribe and maybe even the world. Gail is just an outstanding individual, so I'm really thrilled to have her on the call. Gail, this is a pleasure to be able to share the money message and the story behind the money in your marketing. So let's just jump right in and get to some of the things that I think are really important for entrepreneurs to know. So what would you say are some of the common challenges that you see entrepreneurs struggling with?
Many of the entrepreneurs I work with, mainly coaches and consultants, they're often struggling with getting a steady flow of clients. And in my experience, that usually happens when something isn't clear about their brand or they're not aligned with the right audience or maybe even both. And then other times I'm working with entrepreneurs who have a healthy client roster and they're looking for a way to get more visibility and take their business to the next level. And in either of these cases, storytelling is one of the most effective ways I know of to capture the public's eye and create a brand that sticks with people.
Amazing. You know, I think just so many people are struggling because they're like spinning around in circles, right? And they're trying to figure out, well, what makes them stand out? And there's a lot of challenges like the bright, shiny objects and, you know, how to get clear and focused. And you do such an amazing job of that in your work. So why would you say that storytelling is such an important strategy for entrepreneurs, especially when it comes to marketing?
Well, this is really the way to tap into your persuasive power because stories create an experience, right? And they help us connect with people and build rapport. And it's really kind of a natural way to engage an audience and help the people who are listening or reading remember what you're saying. And it's a simple and yet deeply meaningful way to break through the noise and move someone to action, which can be amazingly effective for building your tribe and getting them to buy from you.
Absolutely. So, but, you know, really, why does a person's story matter so much? I mean, why do people need to hear these, especially at this stage of our life? We're all so busy. You know, we've got technology, but, like, the story is, you know, this is coming from a different angle. It's like getting a little bit more personal. Why is it so important?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of people, and I think that this is just kind of human nature, they think that they don't have a story or, you know, no one wants to hear their story. But that's actually not the case because really what you're doing is evening the playing field. So no matter your station in life, or the way people perceive you, the moment you start to share your story, and I'm talking about the real story, warts and all, you're allowing every person listening to you or reading you to walk a mile in your shoes. And, you know, I believe that sharing our personal stories brings understanding into the world. And when we step out from our masks and step into our authentic self, we're connecting in a really deep and meaningful way. And that's when we start to understand ourselves better and we understand each other better. So I truly believe that by sharing our stories, especially those stories of triumph, we can create a stronger, healthier, and happier world.
It's so personal when you talk about yourself and your story. And, you know, I've had a personal, like, I don't know, I've had many times in my life, but like these moments of, oh my gosh, I think I need to make a difference in the world. I need to tell people about what's happened to me. And it wasn't until I realized that my story was so important and it carried so much weight that it could impact other people's lives that I realized I had to do a better job of telling my story. And that really that's what helps you or that's what you do in helping your clients is teaching them how to tell their story in a very impactful way. I think an authentic way too. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's so true. You know, I meet so many women and entrepreneurs who are going into business because they want to see a change. They want to make a change. So, you know, it's not just about the money, and it's not just about having a freedom based lifestyle. Like they're really passionate about what they're doing, and they really are going after that change and explaining why, you know, explaining the why behind that really helps your audience make that connection and start to grow that like, trust, and know factor. And it's really kind of who you are and what you believe in is kind of the biggest way to stand out in your field.
I agree, 100% agree with that. I've found it that people struggle so much, especially business owners who, you know, are coaches and consultants and service-based business owners. They're trying to figure out how they can stand out. And I think your story is such an impactful way of being able to do that.
Right.
Oh, definitely. So you've told me that your story is an entrepreneur's magnetic field. So what is that exactly? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, storytelling's magnetic in a couple of ways. First, it allows you to stand out and be heard without shouting. And, you know, facts and figures and sometimes even your key messages, depending on the industry you're in, they might be a little boring to the average person. Mm-hmm. But if you wrap them in a story and you create a scene that we can mentally insert ourselves into, suddenly you grab and maintain people's attention because stories shape information into meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, stories attract like-minded people to you, and like a magnet, sometimes it repels people who aren't the right fit. Mm-hmm. So instead of spending extra time trying to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, your story automatically does that for you. And it's really just, it's the beacon that draws your people to you and inspires them to take action.
Gail, I've heard that a couple of times, and I know that, you know, I purposely conduct teleclasses and I speak a lot, and I'm always including my story and how I got to a certain point and why I made a change. And I find that it doesn't matter how many times you tell your story, people still like to hear it because it deepens that connection a little bit further.
Absolutely.
Right? It's such an amazing thing that it makes you a human being versus just a, you know, a marketer or a business owner. It does strengthen that possible like, know, and trust. So true.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're always, as humans, we're kind of in this consumption mode and we're hungry for information. But after a while, when you're getting tips, you're getting how-tos, you know, everybody's kind of doing that right now. If you can wrap a story around it, that's really going to penetrate, and it's really going to stand out. And you're right. It is people want to be able to relate to you. They really are looking for that human aspect in others.
Mm-hmm. They really are. Yeah, I think so too. Because the internet is a wonderful tool, but it's also very hard because it's so crowded. And so if you're trying to stand out, you have to really, you know, be able to do it through your, not only your brand, but through your personalization, you know, of your content and your story and videos and whatever you do. I think however people can actually find a way to connect with you and learn more about you before they invest in you to solve their problems, it really makes it that much easier when they know and trust you and feel comfortable.
Right, right. It really gives you a competitive edge because your story makes you and your business and your message unique. And, you know, Jeannie, there's probably, what, millions of coaches in the world right now,
mm-hmm.
and thousands who focus on business and marketing, and maybe only a few who work with career women, you know, who are on the path to becoming entrepreneurs, but there's only one Jeannie Spiro.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can copy who you are because not one of those coaches has your story. And a lot of people can kind of relate to your experience. I'm sure you found that with working with clients and just talking to people. But at the same time, it's those experiences that are uniquely yours. And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that journey behind your brand that shapes the gifts that you offer to the world.
Yeah. And, you know, I found this a lot of times with my clients that they think, who am I? I'm not an expert. I'm not anyone. And what you just said, Gail, hits it right on the head. It's like when you go in and you own your story, you own your expertise, and you own what it is that you provide, that's where the competitive edge comes in. And there is no competition.
No one can touch it.
Yeah, Yeah, and that's when you can start charging what you're worth, which I think is, it's funny. I work with a lot of clients who are not charging what they're worth. They're charging far, far less than what they should because they haven't owned their expertise. And with a story, you can do that.
Right, yeah. It definitely helps you grow your confidence. It's mm-hmm. a little scary at first, but when you start to see it come to life and then you start to bring it to life either in your speaking or in your marketing, it suddenly you're there. You are owning that space and you have that confidence and you can, like you said, you can charge what you're worth and you feel comfortable and confident because you know what makes you you and you know that the people you're helping know that too. And it's not this, it's not that icky sales feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants to feel like that at all. Nobody wants to be sold to either. They don't like that feeling of, right, like, oh, you're going to see a used car salesman and you know that the sale is going to happen. I come from a position of authentic selling and comfortable relationship selling versus, buy my stuff and get in your face marketing and selling. That's not the way it works, especially
right.
if you're
nobody
working
likes that, and consumers are so savvy now that it just doesn't work that way.
Well, and especially women. I don't think women like that kind of approach. It repels us, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, Gail, why don't you tell me a little bit about, what really makes up a good story? What are some components or, what's important about telling a story? What makes it so good?
Yeah, first and foremost, a good story has to be relevant for and resonate with your audience. So there needs to be some context for them. And I'll give you an example. If a wellness coach shares her struggle with an eating disorder and how she overcame it, a struggle with food is likely going to be relevant to the people she works with. But if she's sharing a rags-to-riches kind of story, it may not be relevant, depending on the environment that she's telling that mm-hmm. story in. And, a good story, it needs to move us, right? So the audience needs to feel something. And you really need to be vivid in your telling of it so we can imagine the sights and the sounds and the smells. And we want characters that we can root for, believe in. And, usually we're sharing stories that have themes that are driven by basic human desires and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And, finally, a good story needs conflict and resolution. So in a nutshell, really, a good story is when you drop the audience into the action, you take us on a journey that shows you how you achieved something and how it changed you, and then you tell your audience how it can change them.
Mm-hmm. So that's where the marketing comes in, right? So
right.
This is the before story and this is the after. And so when you're so clear on what you were doing and what your challenges were and what happened to you before, and then you go through the resolution, that resolution is what people are looking for. Those results are what people are looking for from you. Is that correct?
Right. And that's really the place where your expertise gets to shine through your personal story. And, the other thing, too, is that it's clear that you're helping other people shortcut that process so that they don't have to go through the struggles and the obstacles and the pain that you went through. You've already done it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get them to that result quicker.
Yes. Yes, you definitely can. Well, and I know, personally, I know, for me, it took me years to figure out how to do this while I was working a day job and trying to figure out how I could do it so that I could start working with more people and impacting more people. And I had to go through that process of hiring a lot of people, figuring things out on my own, doing a lot of reading and researching. And, now I can be, the head of the pack for a group of people and tell them my story and tell them my mission and say, it's totally possible if you shortcut it, and I can tell you how to shortcut it. And I think what's great in your business is you have gotten so clear about what it is you've been doing for your professional life and what you're so good at, and you personally have, you know, your own story that you can share, your background. It's really interesting how it's all connected and how it carries forward into your work now.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's interesting. It has always sort of been there, and, you know, at the same time, I find myself, you know, having to learn how to be at the forefront and really be the face of story stylist, and being the center of attention hasn't always really been comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. And those feelings are coming out, and, you know, as I work on my own story and sharing, you know, how I've gotten to this place myself, I start to think about when I was a little kid and how I craved the spotlight, and I wanted to be the lead singer of a rock band at one point, and I wanted to be an actor, and, you know, it's definitely a process, and it's not necessarily an easy process, but when you start going through it and you start to really own it, the results can be so powerful.
Really can. Gail, do you have some advice? Because, you know, when people start telling their story can be in written form and it can be in spoken form. And how do you tell your story and make it impactful when you might be an introvert or you know that you need to, like, how do you make it so it's dynamic, especially when you're not feeling like you're a great speaker, maybe? Maybe you're a better writer. What would be some tips or suggestions you would have for people?
Yeah, this is going to sound like a little funny tip. Something that I do, actually, before I speak either in an interview or live or even sometimes even with I'm going to networking events and I just know I'm going to be talking to people sort of casually. I actually do something physical beforehand. So right before I get into the situation, I might drop down and do 10 push-ups. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I do that is because it really gets you sort of focused on yourself, on your body. It connects your mind and your body together because it's really hard. If you're doing something strenuous like that, it's hard to think about anything else but focusing on what you're doing. It really grounds you. So that's one kind of funny thing that I do.
That's great.
Another thing, of course, is, you know, just visualizing. It can be such a powerful tool. So before you're going to go out there and speak or share your story kind of in a verbal way, just spend a few moments either earlier in that day or the day before and, you know, sort of meditate on it. Visualize yourself sharing your story and how you want people to react and, you know, what that outcome is going to be. Like, really see yourself in that space and see yourself being confident about it and just being natural about it. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to just kind of go in and say, hey, I'm a little nervous here. It's just kind of an icebreaker, and it's an honest thing. And I've seen some speakers who have, you know, experience and do this kind of on a regular basis, I've even seen them do that, and once they sort of get that energy out, they're on a roll, you know, and I've heard a really good quote that says that fear, especially fear of speaking, is excitement without the breath. So just breathe.
That's great. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. For me, I've always spoken. I've loved speaking more than writing, and I believe in some respects some of us can tell our story better in one form versus another. If you're a really good communicator by writing, it might be through articles. It might be through your blog posts. It might be through writing for other people's blog posts or your weekly newsletter. Maybe you can continue to tell your story in that way. It could be also in a book. For other people, it might be that they're meant to be on a stage or they're meant to hold teleclasses regularly, you know, because they're better in person or they're better at speaking. So my feeling is that it's almost best to go naturally to whatever style is more comfortable to you and keep working that to grow your business initially, because that's where you're going to get the most momentum. And then later on, when your goals change or your comfort level changes, then you can develop the other form of communication for your business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's just so many opportunities to share your story, like you said, in your blog, in your email, in your, you know, on your website. Even if you are somebody who likes to speak in public, you can do videos instead of writing on your website. You know, obviously, any time that you can weave story into trainings or live events, that's always a great space to do that. So I think you're right. Whatever feels comfortable for you, start with that and really, really just kind of get that momentum. And the more you do it, you'll see that it becomes easier in all of your marketing.
Definitely will. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. So how do you cross over? This is always tough. So how do you cross over from storytelling into selling?
Yeah, that's really key, and that's why I work with people to monetize their story, because even if you're an amazing storyteller, as an entrepreneur, the point to tell stories to get people to take action. So, you know, the number one reason why people come to me is because they want to grow their business, and it's not just getting any old story out of people. It really has to be one that helps their audience connect the dots between their problems and how my client can solve that problem. So it's, you know, taking people from actively listening to a story to actively listen to a sales pitch, it kind of needs to be subtle. And it can work very naturally for you and your audience as long as you're speaking to the right people who need what you're selling.
Yeah. It's true. It's an easier process when that happens, when you've got the right group of people who are already raising their hand and saying, yes, yes, me. I really like what you're saying.
Alignment is definitely a key part of the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is. I have found that, well, it's like going and doing a speech for someone or for a group of people and having a really phenomenal speech, but you're speaking to a group of people that don't have any interest in what you're doing. You know, it falls flat. And for you to try to execute a sale, it's going to feel uncomfortable. There's not going to be a connection with the market, and it's not going to happen.
Right.
But so when you lay it up, when you do the marketing work on the front end, well, actually, if you learn your story and you determine how to sell it and tell it, and then you gather the right people, it makes it so much easier for you to naturally and authentically sell what you have, because it becomes, instead of it being a forced sale, it becomes a comfortable, natural progression into a results-based solution that happens to be something people pay for.
Right. And it can work kind of both ways, too, where I've worked with people who really have their niche and their ideal customers nailed down. They know it, and they just need to connect their story to them, and it works really well. And then I've had people come to me who need a little bit of clarity in those branding areas and need to do a little bit more work. And when they start to work on their story, it actually helps them realize, you know, who they need to be marketing to, and helps them align better what their niche is and who their people are.
Yeah, it does. It's nice because everything can be interconnected then, and that's when the money behind your business really can be increased exponentially.
Right.
Just insanely so. So Something I get a lot, too, because, you know, for me, I've always been more comfortable speaking, and writing hasn't been so easy for me. But do you think you have to be a good writer? I mean, you're a journalist, so would you say you have to be a good writer to share your story?
You know, yes, I'm a journalist and I'm a writer, but no, you don't have to be a good writer to share your story. And, you know, obviously it helps if you are, but there's really a lot of options here. And as entrepreneurs, we get pretty good at putting together a team that complements our weaknesses. So if you're not a strong writer, you can work with one. And even for those startup entrepreneurs who might not have that kind of budget yet, just simply recording yourself speaking or maybe getting a buddy who can interview you and you can record that, that's another option, especially, you know, if it's somebody like you, Jeannie, who really enjoys just talking. You know, just recording it is actually a great way to do it because you're already getting that conversational sort of style, and it's very easy to transition that into writing. So, yeah, you know, anyone can do this on their own, but I can tell you from experience, it'll take a little longer, maybe even a lot longer, if you try to go it alone. Mm-hmm. And just a quick story about my husband. I took him through this process before I started working with clients, and at the end of it, he actually summed it up really beautifully. He said to me, you know, your story is the only one you can tell, and it's also the hardest, it's also the one that's hardest to create alone. Mm-hmm. And so whether you're working with me or someone else or you've got a friend or family member who can help you guide you through that process, it's going to go quicker.
Yeah, it really is. But it's absolutely worth your while to know it. And I didn't even know that I knew that I needed to know it.
Yeah, right.
Right? It was like, oh, okay, other people are doing it. And another question for you too, Gail, is, you know, who is it most, like, who's the most important person or which types of business owners need to really be very clear on their story?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously coaches, this is a huge thing for them to be able to communicate, you know, their services and what's unique about them, because they're in this sort of inspirational, motivational role, right? And so having that inspirational, motivational story is really important. Same thing for authors, speakers, you know, certain consultants, especially people who are working with leaders or nonprofits, anybody that's really got a motivational an inspirational message to share, they really need to get out and be telling their story.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. I mean, I know that anyone who has a big mission and big message who's planning on impacting more people really needs to be able to go out and be clear about what it is that they offer and how it is that they can help other people with their inspired story.
Right.
Yeah, so if any of you are listening to this, then you need to talk to Gail. If you're not clear already, you're going to need to be because she's amazing at this. And not only can she help you pull the story out of you, she can also help you if you have within you this interest in taking this story and your mission and your message and bringing it to a higher platform than you ever have. Maybe it's, you know, to get out in the media. It's maybe to, you know, to consider writing a book in the sense that you need to be very clear before you go out and hire a publisher, right, Gail? I mean, you have to think about what it is that is behind your story.
Right.
Before,
absolutely.
Right? So all of that's really important. So that's wonderful. So, you know, if you are sharing your personal story, you know, it's so effective. Well, why do you think more entrepreneurs aren't doing it?
I think if sharing our personal story was easy, more entrepreneurs would be doing it. And that's kind of the nice thing because it can be a pretty raw and scary process, but not a lot of people are doing it. So, you know, you're going to go through this questioning phase of how much do I share, how vulnerable do I want to be, who am I going to hurt or, you know, kind of tee off if I tell my truth. So there's some consequences when you share your story. And therefore this mindset work that you need to do. But if you can get to the other side of it, the rewards pay off in spades because, like I said, not a lot of people are really comfortable going there.
Right. Well, and the other thing, Gail, is, you know, this is a question I've gotten a lot of times from people is because they're trying to figure out that point where, like, where's my defining moment? Like which part of the story is the part that you were supposed to emphasize, right?
Yeah, and this is the tricky, it really is the tricky part. And I always tell people, share what you're comfortable sharing. You don't have to necessarily get into the nitty-gritty details. It's not, it doesn't have to be linear. It doesn't have to go on a chronological timeline. It's really kind of getting those key pieces. You know, what was that defining moment? And then what, you know, how did you get there? What was the journey to getting to that moment and figuring out how to change whatever it was that you were struggling with? And you don't, it's very important to be personal because the more personal you are, the more universal the story is.
Mm.
But you also have some creative license here. You don't have to necessarily tell all. Just tell all that's going to resonate with your audience.
Yeah. Well, and this is another thing that people struggle with is how to determine your story and your niche, right? And that's something that you help with as well. Is that correct? Like, you know, by really uncovering what your story is can help solidify and deepen who you're meant to be working with.
Yeah, and, you know, I think for a lot of people, it kind of comes back to the same thing. At least this is what I'm seeing, is that they really want to help people who are like them. They want to help people avoid the situation that they've already been through.
Right.
And
right.
But it's not always clear when we first, you know, start our business. Sometimes it's just, hey, I just want to do this. I just feel compelled to start my own business, and you know, these are some of the areas that I'm interested in. That's exactly what happened to me. I always had this feeling that I was going to have my own business. And being a writer, I thought it was going to be a copywriting business.
Right.
And it wasn't until I kind of started thinking on a deeper level, like, really, what is driving this? Why do I really want to do this? It's not just about this, you know, this gut feeling. There's something behind it propelling me forward. And a lot of times people start telling their story and they realize, wow, I really want to help people like me so that they don't have to go through this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really, really important. You know, people do need to learn that they don't have to take the same wild, wacky path that somebody
right.
else has taken, right? It's like,
right.
oh, you can shortcut it, you can save me money, you can save me time, and that's like those are the principles of really good, like, solutions, you know, saving money.
Yeah, I mean,
money,
that's goal.
Right?
Your goal,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would much rather pay somebody to teach me the process. You know, here are the how-tos, here are the step-by-steps, and, you know, that's what I try to do with my clients, too, because I have already gone through it. So for me to tell them, okay, well, this is what you need to do for an online marketing campaign, or this is how you conduct a teleclass, and this is how you sell from a teleclass, you know, those kinds of things, to me, are like, you know, that's worth it. Like, that I can teach someone easily what I've already been through, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff to these types of things, to run a really good launch, to sell, to market, you know, all that kind of thing. Whereas years ago I had to go out and find somebody else who I could pay to teach me how to do it. So I love that you can do the same in your business, is that you can connect that someone's story into making money and marketing, because it makes it so much easier than to write their own sales page or to write their own opt-in pages, you know, for when people are going to start working with them, or their own articles, and even just their own newsletters. It makes it so much easier to market their business, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, something that you you said just hits it on the head. It's really what you know is far more valuable than what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the epiphany that I had, where, you know, I had always sort of branded myself as the writer, because that's what I do. I write, and it's just something that comes naturally to me. And I had a shift where I realized I don't just do writing. You know, it's really about helping people get more visibility, and I have a way that I can teach people to increase that visibility. So, you know, coaches and consultants and healers, it's what they know, not necessarily what they can do, that is going to be most valuable to their clients. And of course, story dovetails right into that, because it's about what you've learned, what you already know, that you can share with your audience.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So true. Gail, this is so helpful, and I think, you know, I learned a few more tips and pointers, and I think everybody on the call, I hope you've taken some really good pieces of information from what Gail's been talking about as far as your story and how to, you know, monetize your message. Gail, you've given us good information, but I think that people who might want to take it further, they might want to do this for themselves. They might want to be able to pull their own story out and learn how to really make it useful and marketable and profitable in their own business. How can they get in touch with you so that they can work with you directly?
Yeah, if you are ready for this, you're ready to really kind of turn up the volume on your business, I'd love to have a quick chat. We can see if we, you know, work well together, where you're at with your business. We can have a nice, you know, 30-minute discovery session. And people can just email me at gail@thestorystylist.com, and Gail is G-A-Y-L-E, @thestorystylist, all one word, .com. And if you're kind of on the fence, you know, just check out my free report, 7 Profitable Ways to Turn Your Story into Gold. And that'll kind of go into a little bit more detail about how to weave the story into your marketing, you know, all the opportunities you have to share that story. And that's at thestorystylist.com/story-gold.
Great. Gail, thank you. That's wonderful, and I hope everybody contacts Gail definitely to get her free report. And if you are looking to take your story and really make it into a big mission and message and figure out how to make money out of it, Gail is the person to talk to. So thanks again. It's been a pleasure getting a chance to do this and spending time with you, Gail. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeannie. I mean, it's really exciting to be able to share this information with your 9-to-5 students, because I've been there, and I know that you know, when you really want to get out of that corporate environment, or maybe if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're looking to get a little bit more income coming in, it's really important to find a way to attract clients, and this is a great way to do it, and it can happen so quickly.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Great. Well, thanks again. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Once again, this is Jeannie Spiro of JeannieSpiro.com, and you've been listening to the 9-to-5 Exit Plan. This is the bonus call. So I hope you get a chance to listen to this over and over again and take awesome notes, because you are going to find amazing little nuggets, and I want you to process this information and really think about how you can use this in your own business. So thanks again, everyone.